Sack Gamers Podcast. Welcome to the Rusak Gamers Podcast, number 136, and the third episode of our Torchbearer campaign. This week we have a combat. Now, in Torchbearer terms, that is called a kill conflict. And that means that if we try to kill our opponents, they can try to kill us. And that's always fun. Now, all this goes on while we're trying to find a kidnapped lordling in an evil swamp. Oy. Send your comments, critique, and general feedback to our voicemail, 502-4141-RU. That's 502-4141-766. Send us email, roy@rusakgamers.com. Look for us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, our blog, our rpgcrosstalk.com forum, on Stitcher, or even on iTunes. And hey, leave us a quick message or a review. Enjoy the show. Okay, we are recording.
Cool. Yeah, while we're waiting for Todd, he's on his way.
Oh, by the way, we're the Rusak Gamers. I'm Roy, and...
I thought we'd introduce ourselves when Todd got here.
Well, we can do that when Todd gets here, and we can make fun of Todd.
Well, hi, I'm Jeff.
You're going to do all this talking, and you're not going to let people know who you are?
Yeah. Why should he change now?
Hi, I'm Jeff, and I'll be your dubious GM tonight.
Hi, Jeff. I'm Joe. I'll be the snobby, fiery elf ranger.
I'm cool. Doug. I'm playing Cedric the Lost. He's the cleric of the group.
I'm Bill, and I'm playing Tobias the Halfling.
Yay.
Yay.
And who are you playing, Roy?
Abernathy the Dwarf.
Abernathy the Dwarf. Okay. So,
Todd's not here yet, so we're going to do some dissecting last episode?
Yeah, well, not dissecting, but, you know what?
Postmortem?
Postmortem. Of the last game.
It's different how?
Something that we did. I don't know that if we ran it again. I always like doing conflicts, though, especially when we jump into a burning wheel, mouse guard type system. It's nice to have a conflict because everybody gets involved right away. I don't know. They recommend, or Tor recommends, the writer recommends like one to two conflicts per adventure phase. And a phase is until you
camp,
find a place to camp. So right now you guys have gone through, five turns. The conflict.
One conflict.
Right. And the conflict started with the pirates last game. And we'll go back and talk about this more in detail. But for the sake of this discussion, you guys were all hungry and thirsty.
Not before the conflict.
No, after. Yeah,
no, you were.
No, not before the conflict.
Yeah, because it was four turns. Because
the conflict was the fifth turn.
The conflict was the fifth turn.
We become hungry right before because it cost us a disposition.
Okay. Yeah, but I don't think it was a disposition. It's like a success. Yeah. It was a disposition.
No, minus one to disposition on any conflict.
Okay, because I didn't think we were putting that in.
Or we did.
If we were, I think
Ty included it.
Okay. The other thing is, That was one of the things. I thought we didn't do that. I talked to Jason about it, this weekend. We were just, I happened to run into him and we were talking about it. And he said, he didn't think we did it. He said, you screwed up. You know, I'm like, okay, yeah, then I screwed up.
I'm pretty sure that we did do it.
I know we talked about it, but I think we may have like forgotten it. Like we,
is the disposition
through.
The hit points?
Yes.
Then we did it.
Well, I thought it was.
Well, we'll know when I edit the podcast.
Okay, good.
Well, we can ask Todd when he gets here. He's the one who figured out what the disposition was.
The other thing we need to do, and you all have eaten since then. The other thing you need to do
not yet.
Still hungry and thirsty.
Still hungry.
Well, at the end of it,
you said after we turned the recorder off that we would be able to do it before we do anything.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll do that tonight. You guys will have been fed. Eat and drink and stuff before we continue on. Somebody needs to be the leader of the adventure.
I thought that was Todd.
No, he was the leader
was
of the
conflict.
Of the conflict.
And also, that's very loose. Someone doesn't have to be, but it's kind of suggestive.
Yeah, they suggest it because that person is the person who makes the ultimate calls. And says, you know, if there's a disagreement, they say, no, this is what we're doing. And if you want to challenge that, that's when you get into a conflict. And I'd also said you need a check to challenge somebody. That's not true if you're in the adventure phase. If you want to challenge somebody, You challenge him, and it doesn't cost you anything other than a turn.
And we will all get up from our chairs and beat you because it's going to cost us several turns.
Well, no, it only costs one turn for the conflict. But you...
But and then the results and...
And if you want to keep arguing about it, it keeps counting turn. But one conflict is one turn.
But yeah, if we beat you without rolling dice, it doesn't count as a turn.
So you guys, I think, need to elect an adventure captain. And it changes every adventure. It should change every adventure.
Well, define adventure.
This adventure is the ransom deal.
Okay. I just want to make sure it wasn't like a week to week kind of thing. Sort of.
Okay. Not me. Everybody points at Joe. Joe.
All right. Got their fingers on their nose pointing at me.
Democratically elected.
Joe is now the adventure captain. Joe has the final say on everything unless it's resolved through a conflict.
And as the book says, leadership is an informal role. You settle disputes among the characters about direction or method of approach.
Page?
Yes, it is on a page.
Yes, it's written in the book on a page.
Great. The snobby, ill-tempered elf that doesn't care about the kid at all is the captain now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, no, the character isn't the captain.
Oh, I am. Oh, good. Okay.
Now, you can play it in character if you wanted to.
All right. Conflicts. If you want to start a conflict in the adventure, I thought, but I was wrong, that if you want to start a conflict, you had to wait to do it in camp. That's not true. It just costs you a turn, but if you want to do it in camp, it costs you a check. There are no conditions that result from that, but there will be twists, and you can't use traits against yourself in that type of conflict.
Are you saying that you can't use traits at all, or there
you
are
can't use them against
you
yourself?
Use
you can't use them against yourself in player
in
versus
PC.
Player.
But you can use them in player versus non-player?
Yeah, you can use traits against yourself. That's the whole point.
In conflict.
In conflict, sure.
Okay. That's what I'm asking. So there are times when you can use them. You're just saying
you can't,
player versus player, you can't use them.
You can't start a conflict to get checks for yourself. You know, basically what they're saying is, I think.
Yeah, you can't choose to argue with Todd just to get conflict.
Checks.
Just checks.
Okay. Sure, that makes sense.
Let's see. Last week, now correct me if I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
Okay. I think Bill had said that you can only help in a conflict if you're not acting, if you're not one of the actors in the round.
That's how I interpreted what I read.
I don't think that's true. I think what they're saying is you can help the actors if you're not one of the initial three.
Well, that's what we did.
I think, because what happened was it cut out, like half the party couldn't help and half the party was helping when everybody could technically help if they had a skill. Now the flip side of that is, or not really the flip side, under conflicts, it specifically says you need to help with a skill or an ability that's listed in the conflict. So like, I don't think you can use manipulator if the main action is oratory for that specific action. The only way you can help is if you have oratory or you have a nature.
I don't understand.
Not the skill.
I don't understand why that would be because
it says so in the book.
Okay, but for under oratory, the only time you can use it's in conflict, right?
No.
No, you can use it under. Yeah. You can use it.
No,
you can
help people out when they're using the skill to overcome other obstacles. Mm-hmm. Specifically in conflicts, though, I think it restricts it down to what you can use, and it basically boils it down to nature and, but it boils it down. I think it's on page 72. I think where they're talking about conflicts, but it makes it, I think it's more narrowly defined for the purpose of conflicts. But they do say nature is acceptable on that same page, in that area. So that said,
you still can, you, the GM, can still say that other skills would apply. One other skill would apply.
Yeah, I think that's just in overcoming obstacles. But yeah, I mean, if
no,
I want to.
No, that's in helping.
Yeah, well, in helping, but they, I think it's more narrowly defined. If you, in 66, they talk pretty much about helping in conflicts, page 66.
No, they talk about helping.
Right. But then when you get to conflicts, it narrows it. It even narrows the scope of what you can use to help in a conflict. It specifically says the skill or the ability. And there's only one time, I think, when ability applies, and it's
but it also
fighting.
Does not say you can only do that.
It says
you
can
help, this is what
you
can.
Must have the skill or the ability.
Right.
Or you can use
helpers may only help if they have the ability or skill listed for the current action.
Right.
If they do not, they can use the I am wise rule if appropriate or sit out this action.
Or nature. I think it says in another paragraph.
No, only
nature.
If you don't have
it. Not in that paragraph, well, but it does say it. Well, it does say it.
It, by your strict interpretation of this, you can't use nature, but we know you can. Therefore, there is a little bit of leeway.
If you can point to it where it specifically talks about conflicts, then yeah. But I think for that, for the helping and for the more than one, I think that's just for overcoming other obstacles in general, not for conflicts.
I would still say that the GM could allow a skill if he felt it was appropriate. And since you are the GM, you don't have to.
That's true.
I think of.
So you don't have to agree with me to be right. You're still going to do it.
I think if we made a compelling argument for something.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, if I think it's compelling, yeah. I think it fits.
Of course, that brings me to a point. I think one of our problems is that we tend to say what skill we're using.
Yeah.
We should be saying what we're doing and allow you, the GM, to tell us what to roll if you need us to roll.
Right. And I, you know, like last time when people were singing, and I go, yeah, I can see that helping in certain places. But when you get down to it, you meet pirates on a swamp island and you start singing to them.
You
but
like Todd's, my singing.
Todd's
pirates are a musical people. Mm. Yeah, okay.
Shanties.
Give them rum. They will sing.
Anyway.
Hurdy-gurdy, baby.
Let's see.
Tell that to all the bards out there.
Hmm? Yeah, bards suck. Let's see.
Oh.
Now hide behind their pile of dead bodies.
That's for Roy.
Oh. Don't have to be mean.
See.
Don't be mean.
Okay.
That's why they're so popular.
Last thing, I think I want to use the surrender rule. It's an optional rule.
Where you
can
see
you give
that?
Us a page?
No, he can't. 75. It's like the last thing listed on page 75. Basically, you can just say, I surrender. I don't know why anybody would necessarily want to, because it basically hands the victory to the...
There is no compromise.
Yeah, it's completely.
Well, if you're fighting
we surrender.
To death, though.
But it, you know, if you say we surrender, it might mean the difference between the end of the party or not.
Of course, that depends on what conflict we're running.
Right. Well, I'm saying if you're doing a kill conflict, and it looks like you all are about to die, and you don't want to take the chance before you start the next action.
Yeah, but
saying,
then
we want to surrender, and we play it out. I mean, we can. You get captured instead or something. I mean, I would probably not say, okay, you all surrender, you're all dead. That doesn't really make a whole lot of sense, but it would leave it completely to the other side. And in fact, I could surrender and you guys could decide what happens. You know, if the NPCs could surrender. But we have to agree that surrender is an option, otherwise we just play it out. And we have to decide.
I mean, that's fine if you want to keep it an option, but, you know, just looking at this, I guess I'm trying to see what the benefit is. Of having it.
Story.
Okay.
Story. I mean, if you go, we're getting creamed here and we don't necessarily want this to end right now, we want to surrender. But it's an option. Just putting it out there. And interestingly, okay. the fellow that I'm using for this map and for the Dyson logos is actually mentioned in the Torchbearer bibliography. I did not know it until I was looking at the bibliography and I went, hey! That's the guy where I got the map. So,
did you email him? Tell him we're screwing up your game, dude.
No, if he listens, he'll find out. He'll find out soon enough.
Oh, he'll know.
Otherwise, we're okay.
All we got to do is say we're playing your. Oh yeah, they're screwing it up.
Yeah. So he's actually also mentioned in the bibliography of the Torchbearer book.
Cool.
As a resource for maps.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So I just take that as confirmation of my good taste. All right. Last game, we ended.
Oh,
yeah. What's up?
Page 69.
Yeah.
Teams of four or more.
Yeah.
If you have a team of more than three characters, three of you take action this round.
Mm-hmm.
The others can help you this round.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sentence that led me
but
to that.
They're not, they don't actually take an action is how I interpret that. They can still help.
That's what we did.
That's what we did.
Right. Right. But I think even if you're taking an action, you can still help.
That's not what it says.
It says you take actions, but I still think you can help. It doesn't say they can't. It just says those people, all they can do is help. You, what it's saying is you've got three people that are taking three actions. Boom, boom, boom. The others can help. It doesn't say the other two people that are not in the action but are taking actions that round can't. I mean, I don't interpret that, though, as being restrictive. And I'll look through it. I mean, if you can find it, but it doesn't say the others, because they're taking action, cannot. And I think if that was the intent, they would say it.
Not necessarily. They tend to assume intelligence on the part of the reader.
Well, I'm just parsing it as it's written.
That's fine. So am I. But we're coming up with different conclusions. Just saying.
Okay.
You're the jam. We're going to do it your way.
All right. So.
Are you a strict interpretationist?
He's a literalist.
I do look at comma placement, yes.
Oh, okay.
Also,
commas.
Oh, and that thing that's going around Facebook, you know, logical, you know, right brain, left brain. I was like the exact opposite of Joe. I was like 62 logical, 30.
Really?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I was 80%.
80%?
Right brain.
I thought you were like 60 something.
No, I was 80.
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
Mine was.
It's no surprise. But
59,
I don't take those bull
59, 41, something like right brain.
But let's see, what was I about to say?
Oh, something useful.
We're
I hope.
A bit too granular in our helping. We're trying. We last time, and we're used to saying how we help every single time.
Yeah, yeah.
But the All for One, One for All, page 72 says, when you're participating in a conflict, describe how you're contributing to the group's goal.
Right.
You don't necessarily have to describe how you're helping the acting character on each action. Instead, you can describe your individual struggle that helps the group's effort.
Right. But I still, yes, and I did see that too, but you also have to still, in a conflict, help with a skill.
It's that's like, not what I was referencing.
I know. Well, that's where I was looking at it too. I mean, I was reading that rule too, and I said, well, this seems to say that you could be doing almost anything, but that's not what it's saying. It's just saying that as long as,
no, it's
as
saying
long,
that
he, let me finish, as long as your help fits, you don't have to be addressing the same person or the same, you don't be, like in a fight, you don't be attacking the same guy the actor for that round is attacking.
But you don't have to describe every bow shot.
Yeah.
Either. You just say that you're, how you're helping and you help every time it's appropriate.
Okay.
Which keeps us from running around saying, okay, I'm singing this time, I'm humming this time, I'm
well,
playing
also,
the drums
as long
time.
As what you're doing is helping the actual conflict and say, I'm still doing X or I'm still doing Y, well, this is how I'm doing it.
I don't think that you would need to say you're still doing it.
Well, if you're going to contribute a die, you need to say, I'm still doing this.
To remind me that it's still happening, well, where'd that die come
well, it's
from?
Only,
I'm still doing X. I said, you know, like, okay, and that's fine.
Well, it's only three volleys, though.
Last fight was almost, you went to three rounds, didn't
well,
you?
I would think that you would say how you're helping each,
round.
That's not the right term, but yeah.
Well, it's each action. There's three actions in a round. And I think they call them actions.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
Volley's a burning wheel term.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I was saying.
Okay. But yeah, essentially they are volleys. From burning wheel terminology. All right. Let's play, and we can argue about this when it comes up again.
I'm not really arguing.
Okay.
We're smoothing out.
Okay. So, you guys, essentially, who wants to do the...
Are we making camp?
No. Well, I mean, do you want to make camp?
We were going to make
camp. Because we're hungry.
We weren't going to make camp.
You don't need to make camp to eat.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we just need to eat. Okay.
Eating does not take an action, and it does not have to, eating, drinking does not take an action and does not take a turn and does not have to happen in camp.
Okay.
You can do it any time that GM says you have time.
Does that include cooking?
No.
Okay. We're going to need, yeah, but you're going to need to cook, really.
Who's going to need
to
cook?
We're
going
to want somebody to cook.
Well, you only need to cook. You only need to cook if you're trying to preserve your rations.
Aren't we trying to preserve our rations?
I don't know, are you?
Does Artie have food?
Does who? My guy?
Abby,
I've got one ration.
Abby? Which kind of ration?
The iron ration or whatever.
The preserved ration?
Yeah.
That's good for three.
Okay.
So if you cook it. That takes up how many slots in a backpack?
One slot.
One slot. That's what I have.
Yeah.
The iron ration.
Well, they both take up.
One slot.
They both take up one slot, but fresh is good for two.
Right.
And
meals.
And preserved is good for three meals.
Right.
But preserved is harder to work with.
Yeah.
Right. For making group meals, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about just eating or drinking.
Right.
something along the way to our destination so that we're no longer
okay,
cause
so I can take
thirsty.
A few swigs off my wineskin then, right?
Well, that would empty your wineskin.
Well, okay. How many swigs can you get out of a wineskin? Yeah.
One.
One?
Because one of them's two, right?
No. Well, the bottle no. that takes up two
bottle
spaces.
Bottle
is
two,
yes.
And then a jug takes up three.
Okay.
So you need to consume a wineskin for...
Yes, as soon as you take the wineskin, you're... Wow. But you don't have to do... You can do either drink or eat.
Yeah, you don't have to do both.
So if you have food, you're still okay.
Yeah,
you
see, I'll okay. do the food then. It's a little weird.
It's just eating and drinking. You're hungry, basically.
Hungry
slash thirsty.
That, but
it's the same thing.
So we're cooking or we're not cooking?
We're not cooking.
We're not going to cook.
But we are eating.
Burn a ration and burn your water? Is that what we're saying?
No. Burn a ration or a water is what we're saying.
Either one.
That's either one will result in
a partial ration, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Partial ration?
Well, no, it's a full ration, but it's a part. It's a partial of your storage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because two fresh rations counts for one of your slots.
Oh, okay. And then three
is preserved.
Okay. So essentially, if I have a preserved ration here, it still takes up a spot, but I've got two more uses out of it.
Yes. Right.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So I'll say the same thing, just differently.
Well, let's do the prologue. Who wants to do the prologue? And I won't.
What is a prologue?
The prologue is something the player delivers to tell everybody else what happened last time. Now, if you deliver the prologue, it helps you with nature, but I don't think anybody's lost nature at this point.
No.
So it really doesn't make that much of a difference. So I'm not really going to penalize, say, if Bill gives the prologue tonight and the next week Bill needs to get his nature back, I would let him go ahead and do it anyway. Prologue is primarily just to help the GM and get nature back.
Also, you can relieve...
Yourself.
One of your conditions.
Oh, but no. Does anybody have a condition they need relieved?
Well, since we're resolving it,
I piss on your game.
Since we're resolving it in play, somebody could save a ration.
Yep.
Okay. Does somebody want to save a ration and deliver the prologue? Don't all speak at once.
Well, I was going to give Bill the chance since he was volunteered earlier.
Go ahead, Bill.
I mean, I was using Bill as an example. I didn't.
I was an example. I'm not actually participating.
So somebody.
All right, fine.
Okay, Roy's going to do it and save his ration. All right, go ahead and tell us what happened when last week on Torchbearer Rusak Gamer Style.
Do we have a campaign name yet?
Yes.
Oh, we do?
Of Rats and Frogs or Something Stinks in Toad Fart Swamp.
That's our adventure name.
Yes.
Okay. Last week on Of Frogs and Rats.
Previously.
Of Rats time. And Frogs.
Previously
on.
Hang on, let's do this again so we can get a nice cut.
Previously on Of Rats and Frogs.
The adventuring group made up of a dwarf, an elf, and a bunch of smelly humans and one halfling who apparently can cook have gotten a...
Don't forget the mage, even though he's not actually human.
Yeah, but he's human. Okay. He's human. I wasn't...
Well, it depends on how far back...
You just lumped him in like the professor and Marianne.
Yeah, the humans
and
all lumped
the rest.
Yeah, it's the elf, the dwarf, and the humans, and one really good cook of a halfling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the humans all get lumped together. And we got some information about the mayor's son had been kidnapped, and Baron. Baron's son had been kidnapped, and we...
Baron von Malpater.
Von Malpater.
Malpater.
Malpater?
Malpater.
Okay. And we got on our ship, and we were taken out to deposited on a very small beach, which led right up into a jungle of a swamp. And we're journeying to the center of the swamp. Toad Fart Swamp. And we are trying to find this stupid little kid. Along the way, we run into some pirates.
Yes, the Toad Fart Swamp is in the Lily Pad Isles.
Yes.
And you were traveling through.
And we run into the pirates and
we had a trap.
And we ran into the pirates and we had the money to get the kid back. It was a ransom. And in the confrontation with the pirates, we've given up the ransom.
You lost the ransom in your compromise.
And now we're going to try and get the kid back without having the ransom.
But yes. The upside is...
There is an upside?
Yes, you all won the conflict.
Didn't seem like much of a win.
Well, it wasn't a huge margin of a win, but you still won. Well, you all could have ended up like naked and in front of the Pirate King.
Well, that's true.
And, you know, bound and tied. But instead you had to give up the ransom because right. you didn't do so well in the conflict.
And we got all the information about where the pirates are, where do we need to go, and their disposition of their forces, I believe.
Right. Well, they
we got all of our questions answered.
Right. All of our questions.
So they tell you basically where they are.
Yes.
They take you to the place. He mentioned that they have there are bandits working for him, for this priest, this cleric. Frug, I think is his name.
Yeah.
That's right. Frug had moved into the area and was taking advantage of whatever evil is at the center of this island, who our cleric is very interested in right?
In what?
The evil. He's okay. interested in who?
That's
the, are you, well, you're also interested, but I thought our cleric was also interested in evil.
No.
No? No?
No, that, yeah, no, that was that? The Elven Ranger.
Oh, okay. I thought the cleric would have been, sorry.
They also say, they also tell you, I forgot to mention this last time, that there are the indigenous population of this area are frogmen, and they also have frogmen.
It seems can we like eat
they,
them?
They have humans and frogmen. Frogmen. Which I thought was really funny because in our other game we're dealing with a lot of bullywugs.
Same thing.
And it's like pirates and bullywugs.
And in the Durrance we were dealing with indigenous
scares
people.
Me. My brother and I sort of go parallel like that.
No. It scares us all, Jeff.
So that was the prologue. Well, are we all satisfied? And who gets
well? I'm not satisfied,
Roy or Jeff.
I'm not quite satisfied.
Yeah, neither am I.
But Joe's okay. next to me, so I'll work at it.
Okay.
Okay. Now you recover from hungry and thirsty, and
I have one quick question.
Sure, go ahead.
When Doug said that,
but it doesn't make you does not make you fresh,
bro. Okay.
Yeah, no, we are not fresh.
No,
so we're just nothing.
Oh. We are nothing, yes.
Okay. You don't get plus one for being fresh.
So okay.
When Doug said that preserved rations are harder to work with, what does that mean?
That means if someone were to cook them to feed the entire group with one ration, the obstacle would be higher with preserved as opposed to fresh.
It increases the factor by one.
So we're all basically toting around fresh, which is two pieces.
No, not unless you decide.
Some people has preserved.
I have preserved. I have preserved.
I didn't, to be honest, I didn't pick whichever one. I just wrote down rations, one slot. So I'm just going to say they're the fresh kind.
I didn't even know that there were fresh rations until halfway through the game when Bill started
talking
about it.
I'll let you pick either.
Last time.
I'll just make them
fresh. I just automatically assumed that they were travel rations, iron rations from D&D.
Well, that makes sense for the dwarf.
Yeah.
And that makes sense for the elf.
Yeah. Okay. Who's going to starve long before the dwarf will?
Not with a halfling around.
Maybe. Yeah, because, yeah, the halflings are good eating.
Okay. So. You guys
don't say that with a halfling who owns a bow.
All right. Are we ready to continue?
Go at it, dude.
Yeah.
Before we go, don't we need to go over goals and beliefs and that stuff?
If you want to change your...
Some people...
If you want to change it.
Moved along, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, some people moved.
Yeah, there was... Somebody got rid of their...
I did.
Was it you? Okay.
I have a new goal.
I think Jason did as well.
Who can't make it tonight?
Right? We'll pick it up. Yeah. He's... Had to work.
Damn mage got lost in the forest in the swamp.
He said, screw you guys, I'm going to the beach and lighting a fire.
Should have taken a right turn at Albuquerque.
All right, so what's your new goal?
I will find the Baron's son.
I will find the Baron's son.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay.
Now, you said the Baron's name was?
Baron von Malpeter.
I thought that's what you said.
Wasn't Liechtenstein in here somewhere?
No.
Yes, it was Schwagland. That's the duchy. Duchy of Schwagland. Is it Duchy of Schwagland?
Mmm.
Okay.
It's all on the map, which you should have seen if you took a look at the map that we posted from.
Oh, did you put it up already?
No, this is the episode after the first game. I will post that with the first game.
Again, he's talking to the audience,
with
not
the link,
us.
With the link to Dyson Logos.
Yes.
Webpage. Okay,
yes,
cool.
Absolutely.
All right.
Okay.
Oh,
yes.
Don't forget about good ideas every now and then.
Good ideas?
Yeah, good ideas. If he thinks we have a good idea, we don't have to roll for it.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Good idea. That's a good idea.
I don't think, I'm not too worried about that one, Bill.
Hey, wait a minute.
Bill, buddy, you're in the wrong group if you think about it.
All right. So, it's gotten dark. All right. So, unless you light a torch or a candle or a lantern at this point because the day has progressed, it is now dark.
I will light a torch. I will always light a torch.
Okay, well,
I will
always
light the dark.
Hang on, let me finish. All right, well, if you want to. But you guys are coming up on a hill, and in the distance, there is a large manor house, essentially, that's up. As you're coming up through the swamp, you can see it up. It's like the highest point on this island, basically in the center of it. Okay?
Okay.
And you can see... There, it appears that there are a couple of fires. You can see the light of a couple of fires, sort of within a walled courtyard. It's run down. It's decrepit. And the pirates say, "That's where they be. He's holed up in there. Thank you for the money."
And you've seen the boy up there. Is that what they're saying? Or is this where the evil guy is? Have they seen the actual boy go up there?
No, they haven't seen him. They have not seen him.
Okay. Then how do they know he's there?
Because how would they know that?
This is where we always take him.
No,
maybe they've been bringing food up.
They've seen people come through, or they've seen men, but they don't know if he's here, he's there. They don't know. They haven't seen him specifically. They couldn't tell you, but if they believe that he's there and they understand him to be there.
They don't have him, and it's the only place on the island where he would be.
Right. And the Pirate King, and basically the Pirate King has been through the rumors. Okay. That's the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Here. All right. The Pirate King is basically believes he's being framed by this guy.
Okay.
For
the cleric.
The cleric. For the kidnapping.
Okay.
And that's what he understands through his,
various network of pirate sources.
Thank you, Joe. Yes, perfect. Okay. But no, they haven't seen him. They don't know what he looks like. Okay. But they have seen the troops. They say, you know, there's, a score of bandits. As many frogmen, that kind of thing. They're coming and going.
All right.
Mostly human bandits and frogmen. Oh, and they have, every now and then, they've heard a howl issuing forth from the yard there. Oh.
Okay, then.
How busy is the camp? Do we see people milling around, or does it look pretty empty, or what?
Well, how do you find that out?
Well, you said we're standing there looking at it. So
well, you're standing, what you're standing is down a hill. Mm-hmm. You can kind of basically see the wall, and you can see that it's lit from within by a couple of fires.
So we can't see anyone.
Well, if you're watching the shadows, you want to stay and observe and check it out. Is that what you're telling me?
What's this wall look like?
Probably 7 feet high, old stone wall, crumbling in certain parts.
Completely circles the keep?
Yeah.
You want me to light a torch for us?
I always light the darkness.
Well, let's move up to the wall. Since
I feel uncomfortable in the dark.
Okay, so.
Let's move up to the wall because it'll give us cover. And nobody will see us. And we'll sneak along the wall till we find a ruined spot so we can look in.
But we've got something lit, or are we going by the fires? Light of the fires at this
point.
That's
what we're talking about.
Yeah.
If we're going to sneak up, then we don't need to light anything.
Yeah.
So.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't feel comfortable in the dark.
Is a big bad dwarf afraid?
It's not actually dark.
No.
Have the elf carry.
I didn't say I was afraid. I said I don't feel comfortable. And much closer to the ground, I'm afraid I'm going to move over top of something I don't need to be moving over top of.
That's why you should go barefoot.
Tell you what, how about we put a rope around your leg and drag you?
No. Fine. We'll stumble around the dark like a bunch of blind men. Fine.
Just trying to be helpful.
It is a factor. It's a factor in all tests.
What?
Darkness.
Well, yeah. Well,
like two dice, I think.
Is it pitch black, though? I mean, what,
yes,
you said
it's
light
pitch,
up there.
It's pitch black. It's pitch. Well, in there, and it, campfires count as a lantern, essentially. You can make them larger, but they're essentially lanterns, which means if you're around them, it provides light for three people, dim light for, I think, three more. Is that right, Bill?
Wow.
It's under light.
Sounds right.
It's under time and light.
Okay.
But it also says, the rules also state, I'm not just making this stuff up, that at night, it's dark.
No moon, nothing like that.
At night, it's dark. I mean, the swamp is kind of overcast anyway. I mean, there's like a pall that hangs over the place anyway. So yes.
Okay. So if we light a torch, then three people don't have a two die penalty is what you're saying. And three people have a one die penalty?
Yes, because they're in dim light.
Now what are we going to
rest?
What are we going to,
is that right? I mean, it's a lantern, not a torch.
It'd be an obstacle penalty, not a die penalty, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well then, I guess.
So what kind of light?
What's our obstacle against? I mean, stealth?
Nothing yet.
Oh, okay.
Well, if you're sneaking up, it'd be scouting, I think.
Okay. For the record, torch lights two people and gives dim to two people.
Right.
Lantern is three and three.
Does anybody have a lantern here?
No.
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 I was going to take one, but I decided to take torches instead.
I have candles.
Yeah, candle is light for one, dim for another, and they last three turns?
Four
turns.
Torch is two, lantern is three, and candles are four.
Yeah, let me check the skills. So, I guess if you want to scout, I don't know how you want to go about doing it. If the whole party wants to go up, if one person wants to go up and check it out, on one hand, you guys are, if you're fumbling up in the dark, that's an issue, that's a factor for you. For them, until they come out or they can, you know, looking out.
We're in the dark.
Yeah, you've got
a. That's a factor for them.
It's a factor for them. So it may be a net. So I may just cancel them both out.
Well,
as far as sight is concerned, movement, but if we decide to do anything different, we'll either have to light or take a penalty. If we decide to look on the ground, then we're going to have to light something or take a massive penalty.
Right.
But what about if we're just going to scale this wall and look for a weak spot?
If we're going to scale the wall, we need to be
seeing
something.
Well, now, the wall is crumbly, you said, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. There are spots. I mean, if you want to travel around the wall.
I'm trying to get the description. We're not moving that
well,
around
the
wall.
Well, you can see a wall. From where you are, you can see the wall.
And you
but you haven't done enough to probe it for weaknesses to see if there's spots in it that are like if it's fallen down in one area or something. I mean, you haven't done that much. You're basically
I've climbed,
you've seen one side
but
of
you've
it.
Already told us stuff.
You already told us.
I told you it was a decrepit.
Mm-hmm. It's a decrepit wall.
Yes.
Now, we can assume things, but we're looking at a wall that is not in good repair.
Right. I can do this. I've taken care of walls like this, climbed walls like this. This is no problem. I can do this. I'll go up there and look and see if there's any traps, and we'll be fine.
Well, I
got it.
We could
yeah,
all
I'm
go.
Going.
We could all go.
Well, then come with me. I'm going.
I go up with the crazy human.
You don't go until Joe says you go.
I'm going. I'm going.
Joe's in charge.
So I
got it.
I think that we should just all go. I mean, we're ballsy that way. Okay. Does that get bleeped?
Let's all go, and Todd can go in the front.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Todd always goes in the front.
We're going to need a light source.
Not until we get to the wall.
We have to climb up a hill to get to the wall, right?
Yeah.
We should take a light source. If there's a hill and then a 7-foot tall wall at top of the hill, lighting a torch or a candle or whatever where we're at shouldn't give them an immediate spot of where we're at, right? I mean, we can't see all of the building. We just see lights on the building, right?
Well, you see that it's lit from within.
But how much of the building do we see?
Like the
one
top,
side,
like the top of it.
Do we see people walking around? Do we see the roof? Because I'm saying is that all we can see is the roof. They have to be on the roof to see us.
If right,
All we see is the wall.
All I'm telling you is, I've given you the basics. There's a building there, and if you want to start scouting around to see are there guards, what are their schedule, that kind of thing, you know, check out the wall.
Basically,
then that's essentially a test. So I'm trying to find out what you want to do, because I got one guy walking up over here.
I got another guy who wants to know what's going on. Hold on, Jeff.
All I'm asking is what we see.
And but I told you.
Basically, what we're saying is you haven't described a good enough picture for us to know what we're facing.
All right, so Doug, make the roll.
To see if whether or not we can see.
Make what roll?
Make the roll to see what, see if you can see who's moving, see if you can see guards, things like that. Because you are standing there reconning the place, that's taking time. If you're going to just sneak up, that's another roll. I want to know what you're doing.
I want to have a better description. Your descriptions are falling short.
Hang on, one at a time. I've given you as much of a description for you to tell me what you want to do about it. I'm not going to tell you, oh, there's five guards and they're here, here, and
not
here.
Not asking. You can say you don't see anything, but the description isn't telling us enough.
I'm not telling you don't see anything because you haven't given me enough to say how you're going to explore it.
We want the picture that's being painted
in the dark. Wait a second. I understand what he's saying, Bill.
In the dark, we see light
coming up. We can tell that there's a structure there. We can tell that there's a wall, and we can tell that there's light coming from in. Now, here's the other thing. Because we can tell that it's a decrepit structure, do we see pinholes of light coming through the wall? Like there's a missing brick. You can tell if there's light
behind
it.
You can tell that it's not even across the top and things like that.
Okay,
I mean, it's not a nice solid wall.
It doesn't look like there's holes in the wall per se.
Because
light would shine through that.
I know. I'm trying to figure out where you could see light through the right.
On the right side.
Looks like there's an opening or a gate or something to the right.
So in other words, a big opening, not just like a pinhole or anything
like that.
But far enough around the side that we don't know what it is.
Well, you're far enough away that
it could be a window, it could be a door, it could be somebody's knocked down a part of the wall, but we can't tell.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay. Is that good enough for you? All right. Now, if we want to see anything else, if we want to see people up there, if we want to see that there's somebody walking behind that light source, then we make a roll.
Want to let our eyes adjust
Are
to
we
see
good?
If there's somebody watching.
Are we good with that?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
All right. Doug, do you want to make this roll? Or do we just want to go up? Because what would that be, a scout test, I'm assuming?
Sneaking up is a scout. I think
– No, I mean
– reconning. Oh, reconning is probably a scout, too.
A scout.
Reconning is definitely a scout.
If that's going to be the case, I mean, I can do it.
I can do it.
I think I'll be opening it.
Well, here's the thing, though.
And I'm fine with that.
Well, but you already said that you were going to go up and do it. But – it's individual roles anyway, if the party goes up. I mean, if one person goes up, it's one role. If the group goes up, it's individual roles for everybody. It's still only one test.
Right, yeah.
It's still only one turn.
Yeah, I'm going up.
You're going to go up and, what, check out the hole in the open?
I'm not going to go over towards the light. I'm going to go up. The shortest distance from me to the wall is the distance is the route I'm taking.
I think that's what we should all do.
Yeah.
Yep. Direct, yeah. No problem.
We'll all do that.
Without a torch.
Without a torch.
Why without a torch?
Because at this point, I haven't reconnoitered. I don't know if there's somebody sitting on a ladder with their head poking up over the wall,
waiting for a light source. There could be someone watching us. We can't tell.
Yeah. That way.
If we light a torch out in a field, anyone who's looking this direction will see us.
Yeah.
I'm with you, man. I want to light a torch.
I got candles.
because if one of us lights a torch, we're all screwed. But what I'm saying is that we walk up.
It's a party conflict.
Yeah. We walk up, it's harder for them to see us. But yeah, it's harder for us to see them. But
I agree.
It works both ways.
I agree with
that. While we're doing recon, maybe we should just leave the torches out of it until we get up to the wall.
Okay.
And once we're up to the wall,
then we can light. Yeah, we can start looking.
It might not be seen as easily, you know.
If we're going to climb, we got to have light.
Right.
So
if we're going to fight, we need light too. But
so how's that part?
No, it just makes it more difficult.
Well, true.
I'm fine with no torches while reconning just the wall.
Okay. Let's go on up.
Let's go. What do I need to roll?
Okay. Everybody needs to make a scouting roll.
And if you are opening said skill?
It is half of your, what is the?
Nature.
Yeah.
Will.
No, it's not nature.
Will.
Health.
Will.
Health.
Oh, it's Will.
The book is different.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
We did that.
Yeah.
I'm going to change it right now.
Wait, who tried to open it last time?
I did. I got one test of it.
It's Will.
What page is scouting on? Somebody has that handy.
No.
Scouting is on.
He wants the factoring section.
Yeah, that's near the back.
Oh. 33, but it says Will in here. Sneaking behind enemy lines.
So for a one-person test, that's just the number of dice that I have the skill at? Nothing else goes into that?
That's everything.
That's it?
Unless you have a wise you can use.
Armor-wise.
Wall-wise.
and have Artha that you can spend to use the wise.
Crap.
Well, how does your, do you have armor wise?
No, I'm just kidding. Yes, I've got armor wise.
Well, I mean, how would that apply?
If I were sneaking, I would say that I know ways to keep my armor from rattling and making noise.
How do you do that?
By wrapping it with different types of cloth, leaves, or other detritus left upon the ground.
Do you have any persona?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
But I'm not gonna do this. Do you have any fate? No. I'm not going to do that, though.
Oh, okay. Fate, you're right. Sorry.
You'd use it after you roll. You can use fate or persona, depending on which one you do.
Except the I am wise.
That's for helping.
Mm-mm. Oh, maybe by your friend. That's right.
Deeper understanding and, of course.
Ability and skill factors are start around one page, 132.
132?
Yeah. Just FYI. I need to check a couple of things.
Sure. Go right in.
Why don't we go around the table? I need to get my numbers, but, you can roll your dice and just keep track of what you get.
So there's a possibility that we can't make this.
What?
Okay. Scout factors. All right. I don't think it's opposed at this moment. I think you're just essentially trying to get up there and, it's because it's night, it's two, the location's known, you're looking at it. Even though it's right there, but it's not like someplace you can't see. Right. I mean, you can see it.
I don't think you should be using location.
Location known?
Location roughly known, location is that direction over there.
It says location known, location roughly known, location in that direction there.
What I'm saying is you're not supposed to use ones that don't apply to the situation. I don't think location applies in this situation. If we're trying to find a place, location would apply.
Okay. To get to the wall without issue, go ahead. Two.
Two what?
Just two. OB2.
Oh, okay.
Obstacle two.
Go ahead.
Two. Joe succeeds with two successes on two dice. Well done. I'll fail. Okay, so you're doing, are you opening this?
Yeah.
Okay, do you have anything to add in? I think last time we added, I think you get to add in traits and stuff before you do the have. If you have anything that will apply, it's the only help and stuff that you add after the fact.
No.
Yeah, you divide your number and then you basically add everything else.
I checked that because I don't think that's, because I looked.
Basically.
Okay, well, because I think you get to add a lot more than you before you have it. You add a lot more before you add the half. You put in other stuff. But go ahead. How many dice you got?
Four.
That's opening?
Yeah, you use your will. It's half, but you take half of what I'm rolling.
No, you roll two dice of your will.
Oh, okay, you do that. Okay.
Yes.
One.
Okay, that's a fail.
One.
That's a fail. Two. How many you got one?
Yeah, but one of them's six, but I've only got two persona. I don't have any fate.
We've already failed. It's not worth it. Yeah. You're succeeding when the rest of us fail.
I might not get captured.
Okay.
Me and the elf can go back.
Everyone who succeeds, if he decides to apply a condition and let us make it anyway, those of us who succeed wouldn't get the condition.
Yeah, I won't. Well, if I apply a twist, I will apply it to the failures.
But in effect, that would go to everyone.
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're right.
We could do either.
I got a problem being called a failure.
They're not failures. They're scoundrels.
Oh.
Total up the dice for abilities. For the ability, wises, help, supplies, and gear. Divide that by half and round up. Then add traits, persona, tap nature, fresh condition and the other special magic.
All right. So the traits is on the back end, but there's other stuff you can throw in there in the first half. Okay.
But anything he could add would be on the second half.
Okay. What do you
for this roll?
Okay, so you're rolling.
One.
Well, now you're a halfling, right?
Yes, I am.
You didn't want to roll nature? Or did you want to, are you opening up scouting?
I have scouting.
Okay. Oh, so you have to take that.
Yeah.
Two in scouting.
I have to take that.
Are you going to burn one to add? Can you burn nature afterwards? I don't know that you can. Just spend the point to tap nature. I think you have to do that in advance.
No, I think you have to do that in advance.
Yeah.
So no, that's what I get.
Okay. As you guys are walking up to the wall, successes were Joe,
and that's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. So, the elf.
Calvin.
Being a little more stealthy, a little, more observant as the ranger is hanging further back. And you guys are coming through the woods, and as you come up, at, like, sort of out of the swamp, and you're getting close to the wall, like, within just a few feet of the wall, you all step out, and to your left, you see a bandit dude, a human, walking. He's like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, and he's got a wolf with him, a dire wolf.
Kill it. Kill a dire wolf. Kill it.
Kill the bandit. So, that is a test. That puts you at six. Six turns.
Okay, wait a minute. Why are you counting the turn? I thought.
Because you rolled a test.
There was a scout.
I know, but didn't we start over after we
No,
ate?
We haven't camped. No, we haven't.
Oh, we after you camped. Yes. This one. Okay, yes. Sorry. My fault.
That's okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, so basically you all clear the woods and.
Into the patrol.
But it's sort of like, holy crap, where'd you come from? As you both sort of look at each other for a second. So what do y'all want to do? They do not see Joe. Okay. The Calvin, the elf ranger.
I'm sorry, did you say he saw us?
Yes.
Or is he just do-do-do-do-do?
He saw all of us.
Yeah,
right?
He's just walking, you know, he's probably, you know, yes. You all surprise each other.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I put a shaft through the guard's throat.
You tried, but.
Hey, I'm speaking confidently at this point. See what the dice say, but I'm saying what I'm doing now.
Okay, so we're going to go do a conflict? A fight?
I don't know. I think we should say what we're doing, and then the GM will tell us whether it's a conflict or not.
Look, because I'm going to, I got a hammer. Everything's a nail, definitely.
I try to punch him out.
Okay. Now, you know, he does have a wolf with him, so it's him and the wolf.
I'm going to attack the wolf. Evil little blighters. Make a good blanket.
And of the two, the wolf... be willing to bet the wolf is the
bigger dude.
The tougher one.
Yeah, the tougher one. That'd be my guess.
Going right at the wolf?
I'm just letting you know. I mean, it's the wolf's more walking him.
The wolf's got a little Kroger bag in his mouth.
Mm-hmm. I know my 50-pound dog walks me on occasion. I can imagine a 150-pound wolf.
Dire, like 250. Yeah, it's big.
Yeah, I go after the wolf.
Okay,
so. I can slash the wolf.
All right, so.
Doug?
Does he have any light?
Yeah. We'll say, I mean, he basically steps around the corner and he's got a torch.
Good.
He's
walking with his light.
He's walking with a torch and he's got the wolf. That makes sense.
Drama mace, brain the wolf.
Because, you all are surprising each other. If you all had gotten a drop, essentially, I would have let you all just say, we want to do a fighting. Just a straight roll.
A straight roll, yeah.
But now, because you're surprising each other, I think it's a conflict because we got other things going on.
That's fine.
Joe, I will, because you were not sort of in this, you can still act. And I will give you plus one die on your action because they don't know you're there. Basically sneak attack or, you know, you're there.
Okay. So are you going to fight with us?
You guys are still acting in dark. Let's put it this way. If you're attacking the dude and the wolf, you're essentially fighting in...
dim?
Well, if you go in hand to hand, you're going to have the light of his torch.
Or aim at him? Wouldn't that be using the light of the torch too? My target is lit.
Yes. But the first, we need to just break it down this way. Sure. The first couple of people are going to get the benefit of the torch. Okay. If you're back, it's still dim, still dark. I mean, he's in shadow, so I'm going to give it a dim. Okay. If you're firing. So let's go back through our torchbearer procedures.
Who's going to be our conflict captain?
Well, you announced you were attacking.
Oh, yeah.
You were the first one to say, I put an arrow through him.
Yeah, I'd say arrow boy goes first.
I mean, I tend to think the first person to sort of set the tone. It's up to you guys, but I
tell you what, I think Bill. I'm in front because I said I was in front, but Bill takes the first action.
Well,
Bill,
the conflict captain determines what happens, but.
Well, but that's, my point is that you probably loose your arrow first, and then we surprise each other.
So you're saying I'm the conflict captain?
Yes.
Okay.
I think that's what he said.
I was last time.
Okay, so essentially, I'm going to work off the dire wolf stats.
Why don't you? I would.
And and treat the dude as a helper.
This is going to be a kill conflict, right?
I don't know. I mean, the way you all are talking about it, it sounds like it's a kill. It
sounds like it's a kill conflict.
So we're going to have two games. Wow, two games. But I'll tell you what. The way we'll do it, though, is, for example, since you guys are so close to the wall and, you know, if other people join, what I'm not going to do, and I'll just tell you this in advance, if it's a kill conflict, it's kill for these two guys.
Right.
Not if other people join, then we'll have to figure something out from that point forward.
Well, it'd be a different conflict.
It becomes something different at that point.
I will join the conflict, but I only have a dagger. So I don't really – my fighter skill?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a fight. And if you use a bow, actually, it's fight.
Well, I don't have a bow.
I'm just pointing out there's no archer.
You have a spell?
Archer or throw or
if you use a
like
spell,
that.
It's fight.
Okay, I'll cast this spell-like platform.
It's not
okay,
Arcanist?
Just announce at the beginning.
If you use a spell, it's not Arcanist?
I don't know. It's by the conflict.
Spells worth anything.
Oh, okay.
Or weapons.
What's your spell?
The platform.
Tensor floating disc.
Yeah.
With a different
name. That's a deep cut.
What? You think anyone who's ever thinking about playing Torchbearer has not heard of Tensor's Floating Disk?
Oh, okay. Here, do you have, do you need a sheet?
Sure.
Okay.
Much better than my handwritten one.
Now, don't forget, make sure if you're using a weapon, I think like if you got a sword, you get to apply, you get to add 1D to one type of action. I don't know if it's for the round or I think it's for the combat.
Okay.
If I'm thinking about it correctly.
What if you
it
go
does
in?
It say in the book, but I don't know what page that's on.
Yeah, I think, it says, I'm looking at, let's see, it says sword plus 1d to any action, bonus sticks to that action for the remainder of the conflict.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know that you have to announce it at the beginning, but I'm going to assume whatever your action is with the sword, the first action, that's what it is for the rest of the action.
Yeah.
So you can't get plus 1d to maneuver if you attacked with it and added a d to
right.
it. You can't switch it off. Okay.
What if you go in hand to hand?
Hand to hand is if you're at a minus one die
against a
if you
wolf.
Don't have a weapon. If you've got a torch, you can use the torch straight up as a fighting roll.
What do you mean when you say hand to hand?
Okay, what I'm thinking of doing is going in and trying to wrestle at the wolf to keep him from barking or howling.
Yeah, you're
that
being
would be
more complex than the rules
allow. Okay.
Well, that would be a I mean, if you want to grab his mouth, for example, if you describe that action, I would call that a you get the chip.
I've got some for us.
That would be like a maneuver maybe?
I would think maneuver like is disarm.
Yeah.
Like a disarm.
Well, it's a maneuver.
Yeah.
Disarm
yeah,
is an option.
I would think it's a maneuver.
My thinking originally was grab his muzzle, keep him from howling, but effectively that would keep him from using his muzzle to bite also.
Yeah, so but that's more granular.
Sure, but to fit it in, it would work with disarm then, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
Okay, so let me.
If I decided to give that to you.
Well, this is true.
Disposition. You trigger a conflict. The GM and players make clear what's at stake. The GM determines the conflict type. I think it's a kill conflict.
It's a kill conflict.
This could be a very unfortunate game for us tonight.
Hold on, Jeff. I know we made the characters back last September.
Yeah.
It wasn't that hard.
Okay.
I have one ready
so
to go.
The second troop shows up to rescue the Baron's son. All right. players have chosen their conflict captain. That's Bill. Conflict captain rolls for disposition. Team members help if they have the appropriate skill and if they describe their actions. So you are helping by trying to grab the and hold him.
Yes.
Okay. Now,
if I'm allowed to, is that
you're allowed to do it. I think you're at a minus one die.
You won't get any actual results. You won't roll anything for it, but that's the description of what you're doing.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's a maneuver, and I think you're doing it unarmed.
Okay.
And so it's a minus. It's minus one.
He's not doing any of that. It's all flavor text at the moment.
At the moment. Okay.
And maneuver is tested with health.
Okay.
In a fight.
In a kill situation.
I'm okay with that.
Rolling our disposition, I'll be rolling fighter and adding my will.
Plus
whoever helps.
Okay, who else? You said you were attacking the dude? The dude or the
wolf.
The wolf.
You being
Doug Cedric the Lost Cleric.
Yes.
Duncan.
There you go.
The donut. Sir Donut.
Sir Donut. I am attacking the dire wolf as a fighter with my sword of holy might.
Okay. That's what it said when I bought it.
That's right.
At the toy store.
It's written on here in pencil.
Mm-hmm. So we're all attacking, or can only three of us?
We're not actually attacking. We're saying that we're attacking. This is to develop our disposition.
So do you need a die for help?
I will join the fight from cover or from not being noticed.
Coming around behind him?
Coming around a bend?
With a dagger.
Ooh. Okay.
Is this a dagger I see before me?
You guys may want to look at page 40 because it has little tricks that your weapons can do. For instance, dagger.
The kill conflict is with the wolf. Mm-hmm. I am rolling his nature plus his disposition.
Does he have a kill conflict?
Yes. Yes, he does.
Then you don't roll anything.
It says kill that number plus nature roll. He is at an 8.
So in a kill conflict, there is no middle ground, right? It's death, right?
Well, there is a middle ground.
Killing's my business is the section.
Yeah.
And it tells you, do you want to surrender now?
No.
Okay.
No, I won't surrender. No, grudge.
I think it's, I think I split these equally between the wolf and the dude.
Yeah.
So 4 and 4.
Oh, I helped. Man.
Okay. So what?
Awful.
Yeah. That's 3. I see. Right.
Yep.
I helped. So what's our disposition?
6.
Yikes.
Yes. I should not be a fighting leader. I can help you all 7 ways to Sunday, but
okay.
I only have a 3 health.
So do I.
I got a 5.
4.
I voted Roy.
Look at that. Yeah, put the halfling in charge of the fight. I'm just a cook!
He knows things.
Eat cast iron pan, doggy! Bung!
3? You're giving Doug 3?
Passing.
Oh. Wow.
All right, so you guys are at... All right, so you evenly divided up your chips?
Yep.
Your gems?
Yep.
Okay. So we got the wolf and the dude.
And I'm
going to think about my actions while you, let me go through, think of my actions real quick.
Right.
While you
do. Let me know when you're done.
Okay.
What's your fighting?
3.
What's your fighting, Roy?
3.
Really?
Yeah. I had to take off one for something.
You're this mighty dwarf and you only have a 3 fighting?
I lost one because, nature dig deeper. I got +1 to my nature, -1 to my fighter.
Oh, and you have a 5 health.
Yes, 5 health.
Todd.
Sir.
You have a health of?
3.
3. Damn. I'm trying to give away this extra point, but Roy has the highest health, but his defense doesn't do good with his Warhammer.
Mm-hmm.
I have a health of 4.
You have a health of 4?
There you go.
What does the dagger do?
The dagger, a successful maneuver with a dagger counts as disarm against a spear, polearm, halberd, sling, bow, or crossbow.
Basically, you get inside.
Right. I get in close and force them to use another tactic.
Well, I'm thinking we're going to need somebody with a high health to make us a defend roll at some point.
What does our health do against our defense? Do we?
Health is what you roll for defend.
That's right. Sorry. Yeah, you do. Excuse me.
So yeah,
but mine's, here's the thing that yours, what's your health, you say?
Or if you're,
I add plus one to my, for my sword.
If you're going
to
commit your
sword. But all I'm going to be doing is defending with it. See what I mean?
If you commit your sword to defend.
Yeah.
You can still attack with it if that's
the
thing.
But the plus one doesn't count towards that. Yeah.
So that would be talking about the same numbers then.
Yeah. Six, one, half, does the other. And what's your fighting?
Three.
See, my fighting's three, so it'd be a wash.
So we'd be better off with you having your plus on attack.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm going to give the extra point to Joe so that maybe he can keep us alive.
All right, so what are we going to do first, Bill?
You really want to do a maneuver, don't you? Roy.
Yes.
Okay, if we die, it's your fault.
Yeah, fine.
We're going to get out of here about 11:30.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Good grief.
First round, I, Tobias, am attacking with my bow.
Okay. The guy drops the leash, the lead on the dire wolf, and it circles around behind you guys. It maneuvers.
Okay.
Okay, and it's the wolf's first action, essentially.
So
I'm rolling. It'd be wolf, him, wolf, so him, the, wolf, him. But the wolf, yeah, him dropping the leash is, it's color.
But basically, the wolf is rolling a maneuver.
Yes, and he's helping, you know, to.
Right. Now, do I get some helping die people? Fighting.
What helps fighting?
He's fighting.
He starts, you know, and he's like, hey, and starts yelling, but.
I don't get the plus one die for not being seen on this.
Okay, now I want to know how people are.
I got you.
Helping and stuff. I mean, it's an attack.
The wolf is moving around to maneuver.
The wolf is maneuvering.
Yeah, well, I'm tracking him because I'm going to sweep in.
Well, if he's attacking, right?
And by moving in, I'm going to distract him. The wolf. The dwarf is stalking in to distract the wolf.
But that's not attack skill is what I'm saying. So that's not helping his attack.
It's combat.
It's not the same skill. That's what I was pointing out at the beginning of the game. It's not the same skill.
It's not a skill. It's an action. He's not doing a skill. He's saying how he's fighting.
You have to have the skill or the ability
that's
associated.
I have fighting.
Okay, go ahead. All right, go ahead. If you've got the skill, fine.
Yeah.
You got the skill. Go ahead.
Do you want me
what
to
else?
Say something?
I want to know what everybody else is doing. Don't just hand dice and say, here's your help. Tell me what's happening.
Okay.
And this is what I'm talking about. People saying they help would cover all three. This is what they're doing to help.
Right, but we need to hear it, right?
No, yeah.
Okay, Todd.
Okay. As he drops the leash and the wolf starts to go out, I have my sword out ready to attack, and I try to put my sword out to at least trip him to try to keep him from going past and around us.
Okay.
The wolf?
Yes.
And you've got fighting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Paladin? I don't have fighter.
I don't know.
I think everyone has fighting.
I don't know that they do.
Do you have fighting?
I have fighting.
Everyone has fighting.
Does Jason? He's as a mage.
That one might. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. He's a pathfinder.
I need to ask. Okay, go ahead. What do you?
Crush the wolf's skull with my mace.
Okay, so you're also attacking the wolf. Okay.
I don't know how the plus one die of not being seen factors into helping Bill.
It's on your action. That's just for you when you take an action. I was going to give you plus one die because I don't. I mean, I'll still give it to you.
Okay. I'm jumping at the wolf with my dagger.
Trying to hamstring him?
Trying to stab it in the eye, because I've always thought to fight a dog, you would go for the eyes.
Okay.
Well, that's visceral.
So he's maneuvering, you're just attacking.
Yep.
I believe those are independent.
No, they're versus.
Oh, they're versus? Okay. The guy is helping, of course. With the maneuver, they're corralling you guys.
He let go of a really,
and he,
he yells, sick him.
His oratory. And he will pull a sword.
He uses his oratory. There you go.
All right.
Leaner.
Ooh, y'all done good.
I help.
Two.
One.
Wow.
All right.
All right. So
take it where we can get it.
We'll take one off the dude.
Blue and white.
Who attacked the dude? Anybody attack the guy?
No.
You both?
No one.
No one.
We're all on the wolf.
Yeah, it comes off the wolf first.
Oh, I guess it does because he's the primary guy. Okay. So you all hit the wolf as it comes around.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. So next action.
Next action. Our paladin swings his mighty sword.
Yeah. And the fellow jumps forward and goes, "Intruders!" And he leaps forward and he attacks the paladin as well. Okay. Ah. Sorry, the maneuver gets plus one success because he's a dire wolf.
So it's a wash.
It's a wash.
Why, huh?
It's a wash.
Dire wolf gets a plus one success on
maneuvers.
So it's two and two.
In a kill conflict, he gets plus one success. Sorry, so it's a wash.
So do halflings, don't they?
No.
You would think that halflings, you know, being vicious little bastards.
All right, I'm attacking with four.
And he's attacking. Oh, yep.
I don't have any help yet.
Well, they haven't said that.
I know. That's why I'm asking.
You gonna earn a check?
Yeah, I'm.
Oh, you gonna break a tie?
I'm gonna earn a check. I'm gonna break a tie.
Ooh.
Oh, in his favor?
Yeah.
Oh, plus one. Good.
That comes off you.
Cool. On a maneuver, what's that do for you?
It gives him plus one to the next action. As he's circling around,
it doesn't come off that action?
No, as in a maneuver, it just gives them plus one die to the next action.
Oh, he was doing a maneuver, not an attack. I'm sorry. Right. Gotcha. Okay.
No, actually, it's minus one die to us.
Oh, is it? Okay, then I will remove a die. I thought it's a difference of a die, but
disadvantage to your opponent's next action.
Okay, so you guys are at a minus one die. Todd, why don't you just drop that die right now? Okay.
Clearly, I'm going to continue to pepper them with arrows.
Clearly.
We're still
and
going on the wolf.
Cedric?
Yeah, I'm attacking.
After the wolf, are we still helping Todd?
Yeah.
You don't have to be. That's one of the things we also talked about.
That's what I was talking about. We've already described that we're helping. Yeah. We don't have to keep.
Yes, you're attacking the wolf still as he comes around. Okay, and the dwarf is attacking. What does that mean?
Hulk smash.
He's constipated.
Hulk smash.
All right.
I'm trying to read comic books? I'm trying to muzzle the wolf.
Okay.
With slicing and dicing.
What is the wolf doing this? What is what is the man doing on the second?
The man is attacking.
Attacking.
He's got his sword out now. He's got the... and so you guys are straight up, pretty much, because you're fighting in the torchlight.
Two persona.
Wow. You're burning both persona?
Damn right.
Well, if you're dead, it doesn't do you any good.
Exactly.
Does he get to draw his sword since it was sheathed for free?
Oh, yeah.
There's
no actions for that.
When you start a combat.
Are you attacking too, I'm assuming?
Yeah, he's attacking also. He's lunging at you.
When you start a combat, you declare what weapon you have. When you start a turn.
Okay. Round. Now these are independent, right?
Hold on.
Yes. Everybody does damage.
Everybody does damage.
Ooh.
One, two, three, with two sixes.
Burn the fate.
I'll spend the fate.
On.
To roll the sixes. Reroll. The sixes.
Explode the sixes.
Doesn't it have to be attached to a trait?
Fate. Spend 1 point to reroll all d6s.
Never mind.
Or use a wise.
Cool.
Okay, so roll.
Four.
So that's a success. So you had four total.
Mm-hmm.
You drop the dude.
Oh.
And how much did they get?
One. So you take one, Todd.
The extras come off the wolf, right?
They didn't have any extras.
No.
They're each four.
Boop, boop. Yeah. Oh, they're each four. Okay.
Yeah. And so Todd takes one.
And Todd is done.
Todd is done.
Okay, so Todd takes him, but, you know, in the process, he gets bonked on the head, and he's sort of unconscious right now.
Just put him in.
Or, you impale the guy as he's bringing his sword up, and the guy falls on you, so now you're underneath him, struggling to get out from underneath the dead guy you just killed. Okay?
Because
he is wearing leather armor. I think I get to roll to see.
On the character sheet.
Okay, so...
Leather armor, roll a d6. On a 4+, you reduce the thrust... On a 1 to 3, your opponent attacks unhindered, but your armor is not damaged. You may use this effect once per fight. Spears, bolts, and arrows bypass this effect.
Okay, hang on a second, because he's got his leather armor, and I'm going to roll. He gets a 5.
So he has 1 point.
Oh, okay, so you don't kill him.
All right, well then I'll roll mine. I have a leather armor too.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, please.
Yeah. You don't want to get knocked out.
6.
Okay, so you're both still in the fight. Cool.
Okay.
Now that puts one back in both pools.
Yeah. It gives him back his one, and I put one back for the Duke.
Okay.
Okay.
But he still took damage, right?
He did.
Oh, okay.
He did.
Yeah.
But it wasn't enough to drop.
3 instead of 4.
Okay. Right. All right. Good enough.
But that messes up his armor too, I think, doesn't it? I mean, something happens with your armor, so you can do that once.
Let's see.
Per
fight.
Per fight. All right.
Yes.
Last action.
Last action. Roy's maneuver.
Yay.
The wolf lunges in and attacks Roy as Roy goes to grapple with him.
He's fighter?
For maneuver?
Yeah.
No.
Health.
Health?
Yeah, health.
Sweet.
Yep. Which is better than your fighter, right?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then he gets +1 success on top of this. Because he does.
The wolf gets +1 success.
He's got big snappy jaws.
Yeah.
Still crushing its skull.
Still attacking.
Now, if we go to a new round of combat, I'm making a huge leap here, but if we go to a new round of combat, I don't have to keep alternating. I could start again with the wolf, go him, wolf.
Yeah.
Okay. I believe so.
Okay.
It's just like we have 3.
Yeah.
I'm gonna use.
But I don't have to keep alternating them through the fight.
You have to alternate them
in a round. In a 3-round volley.
In the 3-round volley, you have to alternate between players.
Okay. That's good. And you go to the wolf, and he's got his big snappy jaws.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and use one persona, too.
Ooh. Oh, and make sure when you burn your persona, you mark it where you burned it, where you used it, because that's how you advance your character to the next level.
Yep, you move it from one column to another column.
3 persona and 3 fate is second level. Okay.
6.
6 successes.
6 successes.
Wow.
And these are versed.
Any sixes?
Yes.
You want to wait?
We get.
He doesn't have any fate.
I don't have any fate. I've got persona.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I've only got persona.
Ooh! 3, 4 successes.
Just a versus, you say?
Yeah.
It's a versus. You were doing an attack?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're doing a defense.
And I was doing a maneuver.
A maneuver.
Okay, so I win. They go, they're versus.
With 2 successes.
With 2 successes. So they're -2 to their next action.
No.
We
have 2 choices.
Okay, go ahead. Okay.
We can impede him, giving -1 die disadvantage on his next action. That's
or,
it. 1 success. With 2 successes, we can gain position, +2 advantage to your next action. Apply this bonus to the character making a test for the next action. If the action interaction means you don't test, this bonus is lost.
Yes. I think we want the 2 dice.
We want the 2 dice. Sure.
New round. 2 dice will be symbolized.
Now, you guys haven't lost anything yet, have you?
No, actually.
Okay, good. Good.
Do you have armor?
No, okay. But I'm about to.
Wolf armor.
No, dude armor. You said he had leather armor.
Gross. You can't.
Well, no,
you can
he's
only,
not dead.
We don't get his equipment. We only get the loot.
Yeah, and you don't get anything. if you encounter 100 guys and they all have swords, you only get the loot I give you.
Okay.
It's in the book.
This is fun. I'm a ranger without a bow or armor.
Okay, so who's next? And it can't be Bill, Todd, or Roy.
And we only get tests when it's our acting role.
No, it can be one of us, but it has
to be. Whoever
it
is gets +2, right?
Yes.
It can be one of us as long as those two go first, right?
Yeah, one of us will clean up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
First round, we're going to... Joe is going to attack with his +3 dice.
And +3 dice?
+2 from the maneuver, +3 from the GM, +1 from the GM.
I had anticipated that he would, you know, he's getting surprised, but I'll give it to you anyway. Because.
Do you want
to
use your dice?
You did say he was going to get
I did
no
say, but
what.
It was, I said if he took the first action, you know, surprising, but, or if he, you know, but that's fine. That's fine.
+1 die.
He's been given +1 die by helping anyway. That's all right. Go ahead. I'll let you have it.
So 3.
Yes.
Plus my 3 for fighter.
Yes.
Plus your fighter, which, in my interpretation, of course, you're the GM. You can do it otherwise.
I love the way you say that in a really condescending way.
I didn't mean it in a condescending way.
Of course you did. I mean, I'm not the GM.
That's just how you heard it.
Yeah.
It's the headphones. No, what I'm saying is I'm inclined to think that we would re-describe our helping at this point.
A new round.
A new round.
Sure.
But that doesn't have to be that way.
No, okay. I'm all for people describing how, you know, make your characters as cool as you want, jump in there, and as long as, you know.
What's his action? I didn't hear that.
He's attacking.
Attacking.
He comes out of, you know, he's distracted. He comes out of the darkness with his dagger, Captain Ranger from behind the wolf.
A fleet-footed elf.
And he jumps out. Ha ha!
Onto the back of the wolf.
He's gonna strike and move, right?
What's your action?
Wolf is attacking. It's gonna bite that dwarf and it's thrashing around and it's gonna, whoever it gets, it gets.
Well, I come around with my sword. Actually, no. As I swing my sword at him before, it's still out of maneuver, and then I kind of bash him with my shield with the other one.
Okay.
Try to throw him off balance.
Okay.
And I'm trying to pin the guard's feet to the ground with my arrows.
Okay.
I'm still trying to crush the wolf's head with my mace.
Okay.
I'll try to rip his jaws off.
Ooh. Oh, how pleasant.
No, that's what I'm talking about. It's a
dog. Oh, you know, like,
PCA is gonna,
like, you know, King Kong and the, snake or the, depending on which version. Trying to rip apart, yeah.
Well, I get the King Kong part.
Godzilla versus Megalon, buddy.
So we only get fighting tests. Like, this would be my one test that I get because I'm rolling.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. You got it, dude.
Helping doesn't count unless you burn a check.
Okay.
Jeff, you rolling?
And I don't. Yes, I will. It's an attack.
Ooh.
Wow.
Holy crap. And these go straight through to each other, right?
Eight.
Eight successes.
Okay, you take 6, 4, 5.
Wow.
So you all take 5 to your disposition.
It's down to 1, right?
It ends the fight, but it's a big compromise.
There is no compromise.
Yes, there is. You all took damage.
There's no reason to.
No, you don't have to. You kill the wolf.
Okay.
And, you know, as the sword comes back, you impale the other guy and you drop him. Because you got 8, which takes care of the wolf. That's those 4. And then the one that was remaining on the dude, you kill him too. Now.
We kill him.
You all, as a group.
Yay.
Yay, the elf comes out of nowhere. But the wolf clamps down and bites. As it's going down, it turns around and bites, Joe.
Oh, thank you.
All right, so you all took 5. That was a big roll at the end.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, out of your 6?
Yeah.
Holy crap, that's huge. Killing's my business. Let's see.
What page are you looking at?
74.
74. Your hymnals?
Yeah. Lose a conflict with a major compromise. You're left for dead, but survive. Take all conditions.
Now you're talking about.
That'd be these guys.
The GM, yeah.
Right. Let's see. You are killed but cause massive collateral damage. Okay, so they're causing massive collateral damage to you, right? You only had 1 point left?
Correct.
You are killed, but you badly injure your opponent, reduce his nature by 1, and remove a trait.
I mean, not remove, but
no,
remove
massive collateral damage is that choice.
Yeah.
You can,
No, it's not all of these. I'm just reading through them.
Right.
It's not all, but that is one. That one says, you are killed, but you badly injure your opponent, reduce his nature by 1, and remove a trait. So that, should we choose that? I'm not saying we do.
Remove a trait from use for like.
Remove a trait probably till you're healed, I would think. I mean, I wouldn't remove a trait permanently. But
that's what it looks like it does.
Remove a trait.
Wow.
You are killed, but you kill all but one of your opponents. Okay. You are left for dead, but survive. Take all conditions. Reduce circles and resources by 1.
What do you want?
That's brutal. Let's see. And that's where we'll stop. Now, let's do Arda and awards.
Page 109 in your hymnals.
Fate points. If you take action in service of your character's belief.
Joe. For Calvin the Elven Ranger.
No. My belief is never trust a dwarf to lead the way.
Mine was I will not tolerate an evil act and I don't think it applied tonight.
Okay.
When people need help, help them.
Bill?
Gain mountains of shinies. Nope.
Well, Roy. It's kind of a fate generator, but...
I have a hammer. Every obstacle looks like nothing but a nail.
Did you use your hammer?
I did not use my hammer.
I thought you used your hammer.
No.
To choke, to maneuver. Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't use it to attack is what I was saying, so I don't know.
But attacking and using it are two different things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you'd use your hammer, I would
say
I'll
tell you what. I'm going to give you the fate because... Is it fate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you specifically said, this is how I'm going to use my hammer. I'm going to wrap it around... I'm going to use the handle to wrap it around the wolf and try to...
Okay.
And also, I would argue that... Well, you already given it to him, but still, I would point out that if you would have said, let's try and capture them rather than beat them, I would have been the lone voice, potentially the lone voice going... Shoot him.
Oh, no, yeah.
No, but then the elf would agree with you because he's wrong.
Potentially.
Working towards a goal. Joe?
What's your goal?
Discovering the secrets of the swamp.
And that's in the fortress.
Yeah, you can have it.
Fate?
Yep.
I will find out who took Willard.
Yeah, you're still working toward that.
I will find the Baron's son.
Still working toward that.
Return Willard to his dad.
Nope. I'm kidding. Yeah, you're still working toward that.
Kill the one who took the lad, sorry.
Yes.
The lad.
The lard.
The lad.
Who took my lard? Yeah. I want to make some muffins.
Benefiting from an instinct. Instinct grants you a role.
I don't think anybody invoked
an instinct. I don't think anybody did.
Okay.
All right. Persona playing against a belief. It wasn't me, Joe.
Nope, wasn't me.
Nope.
Anybody?
Mm-mm. Nope.
Accomplishing a goal. I don't think
anybody's accomplished the goal.
MVP.
Joe.
Yeah, that would have been my vote.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's the only one that fits, period. Yeah. I mean, that was one hell of a roll.
Yeah.
Yep.
Joe, congrats.
Persona.
Right.
Teamwork, the player who worked the hardest to keep the group together and in good shape. William.
Yeah.
William.
Okay.
Embodiment. Role play in a believable and entertaining manner throughout the entire session.
Did we really have one?
I don't think there was time to even do that.
It was, look, there's a fight.
I mean, other than...
Closest would be the dwarf.
Well, I don't... Well, Todd was pretty close.
Todd was pretty close.
Saying, you know, he wanted to, I'll do it, and I'm walking to the, you know...
Yeah.
Because I'm a loner.
Forcing
That's
it.
That's what I do.
I mean, I'm not saying you have to award it. I'm just saying, you know, and Roy, or I think and Roy on that. But it's up to you guys. I'm not...
I would give it to me this week. I didn't think I don't think I deserve it.
Good thing
time.
You don't count when voting for you.
Well, yeah, okay, but still.
So, do we have anyone?
I'd vote Todd.
Sure.
Todd. All right. Yeah, take every single opportunity we can get in this game.
All right. I'll take it.
Isn't that it?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Tune in next week when we continue to get our asses beat.
Yeah.
Okay, so
did you?
And we'll try not to do any more conflicts, unless it
kill
really
conflicts.
Kill conflicts. Well, I'll tell you what, it'll help if the first thing out of your mouth is "I shoot it in the face."
On next week's episode,
like, we
of sinking in Toad Fart Swamp.
Yeah, something stinks in Toad Fart Swamp. It's my rotting corpse. I did say there'd be a mass grave tonight, didn't I?
You did.
Yes, you did.
Well, there's two in it, so. Does two count as a mass?
Two?
Yeah. The direwolf and the character.
Well,
it
could be everybody but one of you.
Yeah.
That was close.
Yeah, everybody but Joe is dead now.
That would have worked.
Yeah.
Characterization, not that hard.
Yeah, I already got one ready.
Well, we can do that too. I don't care. That's fine. All right. We'll soldier on and see if it gets any worse. Anybody have anything they want?
Anyone want to add?
Any viewer mail or anything?
Anyone?
No.
3+7
Tom will be very happy from Knights in the Night that we actually are recording Torchbearer. He's been waiting for us to do this for
I'm sorry, Tom.
5 months now.
Sorry, Tom.
Sorry, Tom.
Yeah, he freaked out one time when I actually said, "Yeah, I don't know if we're ever going to get around to doing Torchbearer." He's like, "What? No!"
Yeah, sorry. And I still don't know that we are.
Oh, we did get some, Facebook message from, a guy from the Ninth World Chronicles podcast. He liked our Numenera stuff, and, I had recommended him based on the strength of other people recommending the Ninth World Chronicles. He just joined their group. They're on episode, I think, 16, 15 or 16, and he just joined up with them and started playing with them. So, and he liked our Numenera stuff.
Excellent.
But, that's about it.
Excellent. I'm glad I could contribute at least a couple of games to that.
Oh yeah. Two.
Two.
Two. Literally a couple.
Literally a couple.
All right. Anything else, guys? Nope.
Good night.
Say good night.
Good night. Good night.
Okay, the game does kind of end a bit abruptly, but that's by design and editing. You see, after the fight with the direwolf and his handler, we had a long discussion over what our penalties would be since we lost a lot of our disposition in the conflict. And we came up with one idea, but the next day Jeff started sending out emails saying how much he hated it. We agreed. So the next episode, Jeff will start off explaining what our fight meant in terms of conditions. Next time, we find the kid, and the adventure goes on. In the meantime, voicemail us, 502-4141-ROO. That's 502-4141-766. Like us on Facebook. The address is facebook.com/RooSackGamers. Follow us on Twitter. The handle is @RSGROY. Say nice things about us on iTunes. And do whatever goes on over at Google Plus. Finally, for legal reasons, I must remind you that you've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusak Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. The opening song is Betty Betty by the Nunchucks. Torchbearers Copyright 2013, Tor Olivesrud. This game is based on previous work by Luke Crane. All previous work is used with kind permission.